We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios.
Visit mte.com.
Middle Tennessee Electric.
Serving to make life better.
Since 1936.
This is WGNS Action Line.
FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, and online at WGNSradio.com.
Now your host, Scott Walker.
Well, our guest on the program is Dr. Tia Bell. Dr. Bell, how are you?
I am fine, Scott. Thank you for inviting me to join the radio show this morning.
Definitely. Now, you are with the Layton School of Nursing at Marion University, and nursing, that's a very popular field to be in right now.
Yes, it is. There is a huge demand for nurses. In Tennessee alone, an 8,500 nursing shortage through 2035. So we're really promoting nursing programs. And we have a wonderful nursing program at Marion University, one that includes an accelerated Bachelor of Science in nursing and is in partnership with Ascension St. Thomas West.
I was about to ask, how does all of this fit in with the whole total picture of nursing at some of the different medical facilities in the Middle Tennessee area?
Yes, we are primarily partnered with Ascension Health. And with that program, we offer an accelerated Bachelor's of Science in Nursing, which is a 16-month program. It's 4 semesters. So we encourage those who already have a bachelor's degree in another field and want to start a new career in nursing to join us. Just this past year, we also opened up a new model for that, where anyone who has a minimum of 67 credit hours completed at an institution of higher learning that is accredited, they can be fast-tracked into our accelerated BSN program. So that is new. Previously, you always had to have an earned bachelor's degree before even being eligible. And now we are looking at ways to open up the pathway to nursing for those who have some earned college credit.
What is that typical student? What do they look like? What are they coming from, and what are they currently doing? Give us a rundown on that average student that comes to you.
So these students tend to be career changers, and they come from all different types of careers, whether that is in, you know, arts or sciences. They come into nursing looking for a different opportunity. Also, they are usually interested in a caring profession, which nursing just so happens to be. And so this gives them a great opportunity to utilize their resources and their strengths in a new area. And also, it's a great field to earn money as well. And so that's typically who we see come into these accelerated programs. I also want to mention that we do have a Doctorate of Nursing Practice program as well. And one of the tracks for that is the Certified Registered Nurse Anesthetist.
So that I better understand, as long as you have a bachelor degree, then you can enter into this accelerated nursing program and then become a registered nurse. Is that right?
That is true. Also, if you've got at least 67 earned credit hours at another institution of higher learning, you can also come in and be eligible for our ABSN. Now, for the Certified Registered Nurse Anesthetist program, you do have to have an earned bachelor's degree, but it is a bachelor's to doctorate, so you do not have to have a master's degree to enter that program. There's just a lot of opportunity.
Speaking of that opportunity, you mentioned there is a shortage of nurses, number one. But number two, there's a lot of other directions you can head after you get this degree, because you don't have to simply work at a hospital.
Absolutely. So there are many, many areas where a nurse graduate can decide to work. Obviously, you know, in a hospital setting is one setting, but primary care settings, so clinics where they are, you know, office managers or triage nurses. They can also be in ambulatory type services, you know, outpatient care, surgery centers providing care. We see nurses that sometimes work in insurance. They work in pharmacology. I mean, there's all different areas, research. So there are so many opportunities that nursing can open the door to. It's just a great profession as a whole.
Let's say, for example, travel nurses. I think the general public learned for the first time that there's a lot of jobs out there for travel nurses during COVID, but even though it may have been going on for years, you know. But for travel nurses, you often hear about the pay being a whole lot higher compared to a nurse who may be in a traditional hospital day in and day out. What are the differences there?
That is a good point. So with travel nursing, typically nurses will work for an agency and they accept contracts, typically anywhere from 8 to 13 or 16 weeks to work at different hospitals in different locations. Sometimes they can be in a specific region, or sometimes it can be all over the country. They are typically placed based on their specialty. So if they've got critical care experience, they may be able to go to any critical care or pediatric setting. Those jobs do tend to pay better because the expectation is that you would get into that role, have minimal orientation, and be expected to perform safe quality care with very little orientation into the institution in which you're going to be contracted. I think that starting to see those positions begin to decline as more hospitals are basically filling in with new hires and addressing some of the turnover issues that they're seeing. And so we're starting to see fewer of those opportunities, but they still do exist. Obviously, experienced nurses are preferred for those roles, but it could be varied on how much experience. So it could be a year, could be, you know, more than a year's experience that's required to go into a travel nursing role.
Now, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, there are over 22,000 nurses working in the Nashville area. Is that in Nashville alone, or is that just the greater Nashville metro area?
I think that's probably in the greater Nashville area, but I have not checked that statistic myself, so I don't want to over-confirm on that. What I would say, though, is there are enough nursing positions that will be available over the next 10 years that we really need to focus on how do we basically get more nurses who are well-prepared out into practice.
And again, we're talking with Dr. Tia Bell. She is the Dean of the Layton School of Nursing at Marion University. And if anybody listening would like to get some more information on this, can they just Google Marion University, or what should they do?
Absolutely. You can Google Marion University in Indiana, and we will have all of our information available on our website.
The program that we're talking about here, though, this is in Nashville, the Nashville area, right?
That is true. So we are partnered with Ascension St. Thomas West, and through that partnership, we do have a location that's right there at the St. Thomas West Hospital. So if you go into the St. Thomas West Hospital, you'll see the signs that include Marion University and St. Thomas West, because we have a site that's right there in the hospital.
What does it look like for those entering the job field after they do graduate?
I would say that this is truly a graduate's market. Many graduates have the pick of where they'd like to go once they graduate.
Are some of these nurses, you know, becoming a nurse, going in with a contract with different hospitals saying, you know, once you get out of school, you got a guaranteed job?
There are some hospital systems that may offer tuition reimbursement or scholarships for anyone who would be willing to sign a contract to work after they graduate. We tend to transition a lot of our graduates over to St. Thomas West because they've done all of their education at that site. They've been indoctrinated into the culture, and it's just a natural transition for them to hire in once they graduate.
Sounds like, in other words, you don't need to worry about a contract before you start doing the schoolwork, because you're probably going to get a job pretty quick.
Absolutely. I would actually recommend getting into the schoolwork first and making sure that you're going to be pretty comfortable with the pace of the programming before getting a job, because you want to make sure that you're successful in the program no matter what. And once you graduate, you will have many opportunities to look for where you want to work going forward.
In the world of medicine, everything is becoming so high tech these days. And that being said, how tech savvy do you need to be before you go into this line of work?
So I do think there is a minimum level of tech savviness that you probably want to have. Most hospital systems do have electronic medical records, and so there is some expectation to know how to use computer systems. But I also know that every system has training for that. And so once you hire in, you would be trained on how to use the systems that are available at that hospital institution. Again, our graduates are trained at St. Thomas West. So all throughout their time as a student, they are using the system and learning how to do that very well. By the time they graduate, they're pretty proficient at using the systems and the equipment that they would see routinely at the hospital.
Have you seen some people come into this program from a totally different background, opposite of medical altogether maybe, and they were just wanting a total career change, but have you seen those types of students, and how did they do?
Absolutely. So it's funny that you mentioned that. Just talked with a student in the fall who had been an art major who would come into the nursing profession. And what I think is also interesting is some of the background that she had in art really allowed her to do a really great job of assessing and picking up subtle nuances with patients as part of her nursing training. And so I think it's important to emphasize that you don't have to have a science or any sort of health professional background to come into nursing. You use the experiences that you have in your previous career to then build on and grow as you become a nurse and you complete that training. So don't be afraid, if you've been an artist or a musician or some other field to transition and become a nurse.
Again, Dr. Tia Bell on the air with us this morning. And, I'm curious, what type of feedback have you gotten after different students have graduated through the program and they've gone on to actually head to their career?
You know, our students love our program and they are very thankful. The thing that I think is most interesting, especially in Nashville, is that many of our students go on to be preceptors for other students once they graduate. Some of them have even come back to work as adjunct faculty for us. And so there's the commitment to the profession, but also commitment to our program. They believe in what we do at Marion University with the Franciscan values. They believe in what Ascension St. Thomas West is about, and they want to be part of that once they graduate and get out into the profession themselves.
How rewarding is it being a nurse? I mean, day in and day out, it's got to be tough at times, but I'm sure helping people out, that's got to feel good.
Absolutely. I mean, it would be remiss for me not to mention that it is a tough profession and it can be emotionally and mentally taxing at times. But at the end of the day, I think the fulfillment that you get when you see your patients improving, when you're able to discharge someone who came in maybe pretty sick and is able to walk out at discharge, there's nothing like that feeling. And it just keeps you recommitted to what you do as a nurse and taking care of patients.
And we just had a question texted to us, and they were asking, in the field of nursing, if you work in a hospital, are the benefits good? And I guess I'll go on to say, a lot of people who are becoming a nurse, I'm sure you have a lot of young adults who are starting new families. They're probably curious about insurance within different hospitals and everything. So what does that look like?
So I would say it probably varies from hospital to hospital. Some hospitals offer insurance where you have like a primary provider. So maybe if you get services completed within that hospital system, you get a better deal in terms of the insurance. And then there's specialty, and there may be some additional costs with specialty. But I would say it's explore those differences between the different hospital systems before you decide where you want to go, especially if you have special needs or you have family, you know, children or spouse that has special needs. It may be important to you to have very specific type of insurance coverage, and everybody is just a little bit different in that. And so it's important to make sure you do your homework before you decide where you want to work.
And again, we've been talking with Dr. Tia Bell, the Dean of the Layton School of Nursing at Marion University. And once more, they do have a program in Nashville, and that program is basically out of St. Thomas West. Is that right?
That is correct. So we are partnered with Ascension St. Thomas West.
Now, the nurse anesthetist, if you go that route for that program, that's one example would be that's the person who would come into the room to provide the epidural whenever somebody is about to go into labor. That's one of the many things, I guess, they would do.
That is one of the many ways that a CRNA can practice. They may also provide anesthesia and other types of surgery cases. And that's also a really great opportunity. And you can definitely do your homework, but it's one of the highest paid nursing roles right now for straight out of practice. And so it's a great opportunity. It is a program that is pretty rigorous. So there's 87 credit hours. It's full time to get that completed. For us, it's a 3-year full time program. However, at the end of it, I mean, it's another one of those situations where the graduates tend to find employment almost immediately. And it's a very, very rewarding profession for them too.
And what type of pay are you looking at there once you do graduate and move into the job field?
It can vary, but sometimes new graduates can make anywhere from $150,000 to $170,000 a year. So pretty lucrative.
I don't know the age of most of those who do graduate through the program, but I would just guess a lot of them are around 25 to 26 years old or so. So that would be a great start in your new career field.
Yes, for the CRNA, we tend to see a bit of an old population. One of the reasons is you have to have a couple of years of experience in critical care, and you have to be certified in critical care prior to being eligible for that program. So we tend to see, to your point, mid to late 20s is probably where those students live, but also even beyond that. So we have students that come into that program that are older than, you know, mid to late 20s. In the accelerated BSN program, we could see students in that program as early as, you know, 20, 23, 24. I mean, the age on that is all over the place because, again, with us opening up the new pathway where they could have an associate's degree or potentially 67 credit hours, it does open up the age range for that program as well.
Again, becoming a nurse. We've been talking with Dr. Tia Bell, the Dean of the Layton School of Nursing. And once more, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Tia Bell, Dean of the Layton School of Nursing, part of Marion University.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Shop local, Farrah Construction Company. I'm Ron Hall. Investing in property can be nerve-wracking. It does not have to be. Farrah Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. Our goal is to keep your expenses low while focusing on our attention on high quality services. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Holden Hardware now has an e-commerce site. Go to doitbest.com/Holden-hardware and shop all the items in our warehouse. You can have them shipped directly to you, or most items can be shipped for free to Holden Hardware for pickup. Shop with us in person or go online to doitbest.com/Holden-hardware.
One more time.
doitbest.com/Holden-hardware.
This is WGNS Action Line. Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years. Celebrating 78 years of being your good neighbor station.